Alright, Shabbos, say good morning. Our shiur this morning is sponsored by Maish and Devora Wertesheim in honor of Reuven Goodman and his kindness and generosity. Make sure to tell him when he comes to Meretz Hashem. Alright, Yashikov for the sponsorship. So I'll say, so let's begin. So we left off bottom of page 91. Chiddush Atzum Tshuva. So remember again, yesterday the Ramchal introduced us to the idea that based on Din, When a person sins, three things should happen. Number one, of course, there's punishment. But real number one is that punishment should be fast, intense, and swift. Number one is that the punishment would be immediate. Number two is that the punishment would be intense. And number three, that there would be no way to fix that which was done. That once you commit the wrong, that is an irreversible reality. The amazing part said that Ramchal to us is that what? Is that despite the fact that all three of these things are an aspect of din, there's something else called rachamim, and that midah of rachamim, specifically tshuva, has the ability to mitigate these three factors. So now we're beginning that bottom section 91. Chiddush Atzum, perhaps the greatest novelty that exists in this world, tshuva. Chiddush Atzum, Chiddush Baruch Hu Bolom, Raklape B'nei Adam. God introduced an incredibly novel and unique idea, specifically by man. Rak B'tchum HaMusari, Ruchani Shiyish Musag Nikra Tshuva. There's something amazing in the spiritual world called tshuva. Called tshuva, Zechesed Adir. This is an incredible chesed. Ki ba'olam bichlal ein davar kaze tshuva. Because the reality is, in the rest of the world, meaning in the non-spiritual world, there's no such concept as tshuva. Page 92. Midas harachamim chidush atzum. So the midah of rachamim has introduced, in and of itself, has introduced to us an incredible novelty. Lachin anu mevinim shesharash tshuva hu rachamim gidolim. So we understand, of course, that the midah of tshuva, the ability to do tshuva, the ability to say I'm sorry. And remember again, when the Ramchal speaks about tshuva, what this also refers to is the fundamental ability to change or to reverse that which I have done. Remember that this concept does not exist in the world of din. Doesn't exist in din. It only exists in the world of rachamim. Rak bischus midas harachamim. Efshar bichlal ledaber ala musag hatshuva. It is only in the world of rachamim that we have the ability altogether to talk about the concept of tshuva. Lochein bimei hatshuva. Anachnu maskirim harbe es midas harachamim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bless you. That's why, again, during days in which we focus on tshuva, we constantly remember the attributes of kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yud Gimel HaMidos. Remember, again, that's why during, let's say, times of tshuva, Aser Simei Tshuva, Elul, we go ahead and we constantly say the 13 attributes, the Hashem Hashem Kalrachum Mechanun. Why? Because those are the attributes of compassion. Hashem Hashem Kalrachum Mechanun Chozim Alze Otpam Va'otpam Va'otpam. We say them over and over again. Well, this is actually an interesting question. You know, we often wonder. We say the Yud Gimel Midos so many times. So the question is why? So of course the simple answer is because the Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave this tefillah to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said to Moshe, say this order before me, Hashem, Hashem, Kalachum, Bechanum, the 13 attributes. And God promised that those prayers will never be unanswered. They'll never return reikam, they'll never return empty. So when God himself gives you a formulation for prayer and tells you that it's a guarantee to success, you take it. The Ramchal says there's something deeper as well, which is those 13 attributes of God represent 13 attributes, again, of kindness and compassion. So because of that, says the Ramchal, we say that over and over during a time of tshuva. Why? Because tshuva is the greatest manifestation of divine kindness. Therefore, if I'm trying to do tshuva, and I'm trying to go ahead and focus on rachamim, I want to say the midos that discuss rachamim. He goes there, he says, Samachti es yisedosai, Omer ha-paiton, b'shloshes re-tevos. So he's talking about one of the piyutim that is said, where the author says, literally, I have, Samachti es yisedosai means, I have supported my foundation on the 13 attributes. Ani tomech es mahalicha tshuva. I go ahead and I support the entire process of tshuva. B'mahu nismach mahalicha tshuva. With what is the process of tshuva supported? B'shloshes v'midos harachamim. With the 13 attributes of kindness. Ilmoli midas harachamim. Were it not for the attributes of compassion, ein da'ich efshar ledaber ala tshuva. Were it not for the midah of rachamim, how can you even begin to discuss tshuva at all? Ba'olam hazeh, ein davar kazeh tshuva. In this world, there's no such thing as tshuva. Rambam said, "Now say this, well, that's not totally true. There is a concept of tshuva in this world also, right? I go ahead and I get a speeding ticket, and they go into court, and I'm very sorry. It's possible that if you get a good judge, right, that you'll get off the ticket. Here's the difference. In this world, is forgiveness possible? It's possible, but it's not built into the fabric of the world. In other words, that in order to be forgiven for something that you've done that goes against the grain of the natural order of things. The natural order of things in this world is, you do something wrong, there's a repercussion. Is forgiveness possible? It's certainly possible, but again, it's not part of the Seder HaOlam. As opposed to in the spiritual realm, tshuva is built in to the order, to the framework of the world. There's a concept of tshuva, and that concept, by definition, is part of the fabric of our reality. That's the distinction. So, for example, the Gemara says, if I commit an avera and I do tshuva, everything depends on the type of the avera, but there's even a possibility where I could turn that avera into a mitzvah. That is possible. That option does, in fact, exist for me. That's built in to the spiritual world. There's no such thing as built in tshuva into the physical world. He goes on, he says, Ba'olam ein davar kazeh tshuva. In this world, there's no such kinds of tshuva. Ein efshar kazos, ein tikkunim. In this world, outside this world, the physical world, is the world of cause and effect, is the world of action and reaction. So is forgiveness a possibility? It's possible, but it's not a guarantee, nor is it built into the system. Amnam, midas harachmim hi nosenes, hefech hashlosh adram shezacharnu. So first of all, you understand that once we have midas rachim, once we have the divine attribute of compassion, once you have tshuva, that allows us to stave off the three effects of sin that we spoke about earlier. Dahainu, number one, sheyutan zman lachote. So first of all, again, remember, principle one in the cause and effect world is that if I sin, punishment should be immediate. What does tshuva do? Number one, tshuva delays. Tshuva gives me time. Well, this is an incredible yisod. Tshuva buys me time. Or I should say even differently. The midas harachamim buys me time. Right? The idea that God is compassionate, that buys me time. That says, even though I've sinned, God's going to give me time to get my act together. Next, v'lo yikachid min ha'aretz miyad kishachata, v'sha'onesh atzmo lo yihye ad l'kalei, v'sha'atshuva tinasin l'chotin v'chesed gamor, shaya chesed. So number two is, remember again, that if in the world of cause and effect, when you sin, punishment should be intense and severe. What does tshuva do? Tshuva mitigates the punishment a little bit. No, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say tshuva. Midas harachamim. The divine attribute of compassion goes in and says, okay, this person has to be punished, but, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes what the Ribbono Shel Olam does is I might do something that really makes me liable to a very significant punishment. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu may do out of his sense of rachamim is that he may go ahead and break up that punishment into smaller components. So I might be chayiv something very significant, but he might go ahead and on Monday I'm going to stub my toe, and on Wednesday I'm going to pull out a nickel from my pocket instead of the quarter, and on Friday I'm going to get stuck in traffic, and that's midas harachamim. That's midas harachamim. Midas harachamim says that although din says the punishment should be intense, rachamim says, let me break it up a little bit. And number three, shetechoshev akiras harason kakiras hamaisa. Number three, of course, is that midas harachamim says that there's the possibility of tshuva. And the possibility of tshuva says that I can actually go ahead and undo that which I have done. So most I see, this to me is one of the most dramatic pieces of this section. So what the Ramchal is saying is like this. Midas Hadin, which we assumed was the governing, guiding light principle of this world, the physical world and the spiritual world, says that if you sin, number one, there's immediate punishment. Number two, the punishment is overwhelming. Number three, Number three, there is no way to reverse it. What's done is done. Midas Harachamim comes along and says that even if I sin, the Ribon Shalom does not exact punishment immediately. He gives me my opportunity to get myself together. Number two, Midas Harachamim says punishment need not be overwhelming, severe, and severe. The Shbarach Hu sometimes breaks it up. Again, that's a corollary of number one, giving me the time to be able to get my act together. And number three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the greatest gift of tshuva, and tshuva gives me the opportunity to actually undo that which I have done. Incredible idea. Sha'ata chozer b'tshuva u'mesharnas utzoncha se'nechshav ki'ilu shinise sa'avar. So of course the greatest dramatic distinction is that if I do tshuva, if literally I do tshuva and I change myself, it's as if I have the ability to change the past. Now listen, who's ever heard of such a thing like this? That you have the opportunity to change the past through your actions. Zematim, this is overwhelming. Efshar lahashpia ala avar, leshanos mashahaya. I could actually have an impact on the past. I could change that which was done. Lafoch ma'ase shalili lema'ase chiyuvi. To go ahead and change a negative action into a positive action. Limchok also. To erase actions, l'shanos ha'saavar, to change the past. Eich kayim davar kazeh l'shanos ha'saavar. Who ever heard of such a thing like this? That you have the ability, excuse me, to go ahead and change the past? Chidush otzum shal tshuva. It's an incredible chidush of tshuva. Ha'tshuva yecholah l'hafeich ha'saavar. Literally, again, tshuva has the ability to fundamentally and profoundly change the past. Da'ainu, shebiyos ha'shav makir eschet o umodebo. So we'll say, because again, when a person who's doing tshuva recognizes his sin, owns his sin, because owning your mistakes is a big step, and contemplates the negative actions he's done, and decides to return, and has remorse, with true remorse, top of 93, it has the ability to go ahead and literally uproot the sin from the beginning. Because a person regrets having done the sin altogether. He wishes that he had never engaged in this action. And he's very pained in his heart, a strong pain, that he ever did this thing. And he pledges never to do it again. And he runs away from the sin. Therefore, it turns out that what? That ultimately uprooting this thing, this desire to sin from his will, constitutes an uprooting of the act from the beginning and provides him atonement. So we'll say the greatest novelty of the Midas HaRachamim, of divine attribute of compassion, is the concept of tshuva. Because tshuva essentially says, I can remake myself, I can reforge myself, I can even go ahead and rewrite history. Whoever heard of such a thing like this? Now again, of course, I can rewrite history with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't work the same exact way, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, with my fellow man, but at least knowing Klal Beis Shemayim, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I could rewrite my personal historical narrative is an incredible, incredible chiddush. And that is the greatest gift of the Midas HaRachamim. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up top of 93 tomorrow. Again, an eshkoyach to the Word of Shimes for dedicating the shir in honor of Reuven Goodman for his kindness and generosity. Eshkoyach.